Class 7, Biology, Chapter 4, Respiration. Now, what is respiration? Respiration means we generally know that it's taking in oxygen and giving out carbon dioxide. But in biology, you cannot just say that. You also have to say some more points. What are they? The complete definition of respiration is the process of taking in oxygen and giving out carbon dioxide with the release of energy by the body because of the oxidation of glucose. Now, coming to introduction on page 57. Both plants and animals use food, and for what? Number A, to construct and repair cells, and number 2 is for obtaining energy. Now, we eat food, we get energy, and that means the food is providing energy, which is being stored by the body, and it is stored in the form of ATP, that is adenosine triphosphate molecule. What I have said is given on page 57, introduction, fourth line, ATP. Turn to page 61, first column on top, second line they have given you the full form of ATP, adenosine triphosphate molecules, and our body stores energy in the form of ATP. Where? In each and every living cell. Which part of the cell? Mitochondria. Mitochondria is present in each and every living cell, where it stores energy because of respiration. Now come to page 57. First column, over there, see there's another word called third line, breathing. What is breathing and what is respiration? Breathing is a part of respiration, but breathing is when we take in oxygen from the outside, from the atmosphere, into our body, that is to the lungs, and from the lungs are absorbing that oxygen, and it is giving out carbon dioxide, which is released into the atmosphere through our nose. That process is called breathing. And what is respiration? Respiration means when that oxygen is utilized to break down the food and give out carbon dioxide from the body with the release of energy. That is respiration. So what I have explained is given on the first paragraph. After that, at the bottom, respiration is there given again, and is what I have already explained to you. Go to the second column, you will see on the first line there is a word called catabolic. That is, catabolism is a process of metabolism. That is where the food is broken down to release the energy. Okay, turn to the next page. Over there, see on top the same thing what I have already told you, oxidation of food. Respiration includes breathing plus oxidation of food plus release of energy. Once again, I'm saying respiration means breathing plus oxidation of food plus release of energy. Go down to the first column, blue block, see what I've already told you. Mitochondria are the sites of aerobic respiration. Aerobic meaning, I will be explaining that in the latter part of the chapter. In the cells, in over there you can write each and every living cell. Okay, activity 1 you can do on your own. Come here to the next column, remember. Okay, now we will be coming across two words, aerobic respiration and anaerobic. Aerobic meaning when we utilize oxygen for respiring, and anaerobic respiration means where respiration in the absence of oxygen. This is a very important paragraph. Aerobic respiration and anaerobic respiration takes place in our muscles. Oxygen gets used up faster in the muscle cells, and it gives out lactic acid. Very important. And anaerobic respiration in the absence of oxygen, and we have muscle cramps. Why? Because of the accumulation of lactic acid. This is very important.